With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Going somewhere this week? A lot of Americans are.
AAA estimates 122 million Americans will travel between this past Saturday and New Year's Day. That's nearly 3 million more than the record set a year ago. AAA Travel Vice President Stacy Barber says people have a desire to travel, whether it's returning to their hometowns or going to new destinations. AAA expects about 110 million people to travel by car, with another 8 million taking domestic flights. The number of people taking flights would also set a record, despite domestic round-trip flights costing an average of 7% more this year than last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Enforcing President Trump's blockade, the U.S. Coast Guard is shadowing another oil tanker off Venezuela. President Trump is appointing Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry to serve as the U.S. Special Envoy to Greenland, the vast semi-autonomous territory of Denmark that Mr. Trump says is crucial to U.S. national security. And the president's recalling more than two dozen career ambassadors and other diplomats.
The chiefs of mission in at least 29 countries have been informed that their tenures would end in January. All of them had taken up their posts in the Biden administration, but had survived an initial purge in the early months of Donald Trump's second term that targeted many political appointees. Two State Department officials said those affected by the shakeup are not losing their Foreign Service jobs, but will be returning to Washington for other assignments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turning points, USA's Erica Kirk has endorsed Vice President Vance as a potential successor to President Trump when Mr. Trump's current term ends. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 22 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 179. This is SRN News. A disturbing debate in England's House of Lords.
The peers are considering the assisted suicide bill that the House of Commons approved over the summer. In the debate, Lord Falconer asserted that pregnant women should be allowed to take their own lives, thereby killing the unborn baby, too. It's not clear whether such an amendment to the legislation will pass the House of Lords, but if it does, it would make Britain's assisted suicide law one of the most radical anywhere on Earth. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic remarks. Catherine Almonte DaCosta, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized three tweets from DaCosta that included such phrases as money-hungry Jews. This is SRN News. A senior Russian military official assassinated in Moscow.
The investigators in Russia, they're saying that there was a bomb placed underneath General Servarov's car. As he was leaving for work this morning, he drove only a few yards and the bomb went off. Now, Ukraine, as a matter of policy, doesn't officially confirm that it was its security services. But if it's Ukraine, yet again, it's clear why they would be doing it. It's an intimidation tactic. It takes out a senior Russian military commander.
The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko. NATO intelligence services believe Russia is developing a weapon to target Elon Musk's Starlink satellites. AP reviewed intelligence findings about the Russian system. More details at srnnews.com.